When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, everything NFL and fantasy football related all season long, with your host, Calvin Wright.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Profit Podcast. Calvin Wright here once again. It is Saturday, which means we're going to be going over every single game, our outlooks for each players, people we'd start, people we'd sit, who we think's going to win. And I'm here joined once again by Aiden.
Hey, guys. I'm looking forward to this NFL week. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun, especially based on the Thursday night game.
Oh, if the other games are anything like that Thursday night game, I think we are all in for a treat. We're going to start off the show, actually, today. We've got a caller. He's calling in. He has a question about his fantasy team. So, Hank, the caller, take it away.
Hey, so I love your show. Anyways, I'm wondering about Josh Gordon. What's going to happen with his reception now that Antonio Brown has been cut from the Patriots?
All right, good question. So, in my opinion, Josh Gordon is back to where he was, you know, before last week when they signed Antonio Brown. I think he's a good wide receiver too, with upside.
Yeah, I agree. I think that anyone that Brady can target consistently is going to have a lot of upside. I think that Gordon will probably get some of a boost, but I wouldn't expect it to actually be a ton because now Dorsett is back up there. Mm-hmm. Edelman's obviously going to get a lot of volume that Brown got the second
Are you comfortable with Josh Gordon being your wide receiver two now? If you had, let's say, Julio Jones, Josh Gordon, would you be comfortable with that?
I would be comfortable if I had Julio Jones ever. But I don't know. I feel like Gordon is more of a flex play.
Okay, question. Would you rather have Terry McLaurin rest of the season or Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon. All right. But that's because McLaurin's quarterback is who Case Keenum.
Yeah. So McLaurin, I like him, but Josh Gordon, he's a safer play the rest of the season. All right. So thanks once again for that question. We're going to start off now getting into a little review of the Thursday night game. The Jacksonville Jaguars took on the Tennessee Titans and they won. Any thoughts on that game, Aiden?
Well, Gardner Minshew looked pretty
he
good.
He did.
Mariota looked really bad.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. I wonder what they're going to do with their quarterback.
I don't think he's there next season.
I wouldn't want to be on my team.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like his college days, he was very, very good. And his rookie year, he was
there are a lot of
decent
problems with Mariota, but there are also other problems. The offensive line, it was dreadful. But also, I mentioned the other day, he has no peripheral vision, does he? Mm-hmm. It's crazy how he just stands there and takes sacks. I don't think he's on the Tennessee Titans next season. I think he finishes this year starting. I don't think they're going to bench him for Tannehill.
I mean, it could happen, good, though.
It could happen. I don't think he's good. Played as... he's not quite to that level of being benched for Tannehill yet.
Yeah.
I think it could get there fast.
Probably.
Right now, I don't think it's going to happen, but it's something to keep an eye on. If Tannehill does come in and start, I don't want him. I'm staying away from anyone on this Titans team besides Derrick Henry, who I'm not even too excited about, but he's good.
The Titans don't have a particularly good offensive line. team in general, but offensive line has kind of been a struggle so far.
It has been. On the other side, Jacksonville Jaguars. Leonard Fournette, he looked good. He had 66 yards on 15 carries.
Yeah, but I mean, six receptions is really good for PPR.
Well, no, if it was deceiving, though, if you watch just the box score, he had, you know, a 69-yard run and then ended with 66 yards. He had 14 rushes for negative 3 yards, then broke off a big run. I would sell Leonard Fournette right now.
Yeah, it's probably a good bet to not have Leonard Fournette. But then again, I don't know, with Minshew being if he just had his receptions and got 0 yards, he'd still have a fairly decent game. 6 points is still, you know,
it's not what you drafted Fournette to be, though.
No.
And his stats this week were boosted by that big run. He would have been in negatives in standard leagues without that one big run. I just don't think Fournette is that good of a fantasy runner. I would sell him if you have him. I don't have him anywhere, thankfully. DJ Chark.
He's like actually one of the players that I would definitely target in your waivers. Mm-hmm. And actually, by the end of the season, my bold prediction is going to be a middle of the pack wide receiver to you.
Yeah, I could see it happening. He looked good. And Minshew, he's competent enough to support a decent wide receiver, I think, for fantasy.
He's broken a lot of records so far, hasn't he? He's been incredible, very good. Passer rating and pass completion.
He's had a really good start. On the other side, Delanie Walker. Not too excited, not upset.
He had a good game, all things considered, which is nice for a tight end. Getting a consistent tight end is always nice. And getting 13 points from your tight end is promising.
PPR. A lot of it was garbage time.
Right.
But I'm not complaining. So that's really the only notable performances in that game. Tennessee lost 7-20. All right, so let's move on to the first game of the week, Cincinnati Bengals versus the Buffalo Bills.
Man, if this was last season, this game would probably get, -2 viewers?
But this year, the Bengals, they've looked better than last year, but they still haven't won. Do you think they get their first win?
No.
Me neither.
So, I'm sure you guys remember, first week, we said the Bengals had a good-looking win. I mean, a good-looking loss. Lost by 1 point, and so I was actually kind of, I was like, okay, they could come back, they can beat the Seahawks.
Then the next week.
Or sorry, 49ers, I keep my things mixed up.
Next week they had a bad-looking loss.
Yeah, like 30
points.
This
game, it's another bad-looking loss, you know. Joe Mixon, does he get on track? I think he bounces back, not to RB1 status. I mean, if you have him, you have to play him probably. He's still dealing with the ankle injury. He's going to play. I think he's a decent play for your fantasy teams. I'm not expecting a lot from him this week.
Yeah.
Is that where you are with him?
Yeah, and the Bills have a pretty stout defense, all things considered.
Andy Dalton, you firing him up?
Never.
Josh Allen, though.
Josh Allen, I would definitely, if you need a quarterback streamer, I mean, it's Saturday now, so he's probably already been picked up. But any quarterback in the future that plays against a team like the Bengals or... What other bad defensive teams do you think that you can stream?
Yeah, and Jameis Winston against the Giants, talked about it yesterday. He's, as gross as it seems, he's a viable option. Josh Allen, bold prediction of the week, top three performance this week.
I can definitely see it.
I think it could happen with the rushing ability. Frank Gore with Singletary out, you want any of that?
I do. I mean, I think Frank Gore will probably have a good game. I think anyone playing the Bengals defense is going to have a good game.
Frank Gore, he's not going to, you know, explode for 200 yards, but he'll get his 90 yards touchdown.
I think he'll probably get a touchdown. Yeah.
You'll get a touchdown. The volume is there. TJ Yeldon, you're probably not looking at. Receivers, Tyler Boyd, lock and load to start.
Yeah, you got to start him. He has been a PPR machine so far. The real question is, in that Bengals receiving core, do you fire up John Ross?
I think you do. It's a hard matchup, but as we've seen... It only takes one play for Ross to be a difference maker in your fantasy week. He was held in check for the whole game last week, and you know last play he broke it off for a huge touchdown. Plays. So I think you can start him fairly confidently. I think it's hard to bench him. What he's done these first 2 weeks.
He's the number 3 receiver PPR,
and the volume should be there. The Bengals, I mentioned it yesterday. They are passing a lot.
They are a ridiculous amount. I think that's in part because Mixon has had a really ridiculously slow start.
Yep,
and
averaging 1.59 yards per carry.
You can't totally blame Mixon. We'll talk about that later on the show.
A lot of penalties.
And a lot of injuries so far.
It's just a bad start to the season for that.
All right, now, on the other side of the ball for the receiving, John Brown, are you firing him up?
I'm starting him.
He's been pretty surprising.
He's been good. He has been very good. He's a solid wide receiver 2 option this week. Over 15 points, I'm taking it. I predict over 15 points. I bet he finds himself in the end zone. He's going to see a lot of targets once again, especially with Singletary out. He was taking, you know, the big plays. When they needed a big play on offense, they gave it Singletary. Now they're going to have to throw. And if they're throwing for a big play, John Brown's the target.
Yeah.
Cole Beasley excited at all?
I think you
could flex him.
I think you could in a deep league, but I wouldn't just because why risk it? I mean... Yeah. 12 points last week, all right, against the Giants secondary. Not a great player.
You probably have better options.
Yeah, only on for 50% of the snaps, too, which isn't
promising. That's the worrisome thing, but I think you can start Beasley. I have a pretty good feeling about him. Top 30 performance for him this week. Do you think he gets it?
For Cole Beasley?
Mm-hmm.
Top 30? Maybe if he can find himself in the end zone.
Okay, so he's touchdown dependent.
Yeah.
All right.
I wouldn't actually fire up any of these defenses. Bills more so than the Bengals, obviously. But I feel like it's going to be a shootout, honestly.
It really could be, because the Bengals, although they, you know, aren't great, they do have the potential to put up points fast with the upside plays in John Ross and Mixon. He's still a good back. Mm-hmm. So you're taking the Bills? I am too.
Yeah, Bills.
That's the first game. Next up, Dallas versus Miami.
Miami's looking...
Well, looking... you know, Josh Rosen, they're going to bring him back.
Yeah. He can't do much worse than Fitzpatrick. I guess Fitzpatrick just wasn't cutting it. The Dolphins just, they're a hard team to talk about.
Josh Rosen, he's a player I actually feel bad for. He has been thrown into awful situations through his short career already. I'm not starting anyone on this offense for the Dolphins. I don't think you should either. There's no one there.
No, there really isn't anyone there.
Now, Dallas, you're firing up Dak Prescott.
Got to fire up Prescott.
Ezekiel. Are you starting? Okay, interesting one. Tony Pollard, because I would start him this week.
I think that Pollard, so my guess is that the Cowboys are going to get up by half.
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, they're not going to want to run Elliott into the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Pollard could get a lot of second half touches. But I don't know. The Cowboys are so inconsistent sometimes. The Dolphins could have a lead at halftime.
Josh Rosen comes out, shocks us all, stole some of Fitzpatrick's magic. You never know, but I think Pollard, I think you can play him in deeper leagues. On the receiving core, Amari Cooper must start. Randall Cobb, even, I would start.
Yeah, if you need him, start him. Witten has actually looked pretty decent through his first couple games.
He has 15 and 10 points through the first two games. He's a good option at tight end, you know. It's tight ends. You can play based on matchups. Defenses, are you starting Dallas?
Yeah, you got to start Dallas. And the Dolphins are projected to get negative 0.1 points. So don't start them. all right, next game.
So wait, who are you taking?
Oh, I'm definitely taking the Cowboys.
Taking Cowboys too. Next game, Denver and Green Bay Packers. Denver Broncos versus the Packers. I'm taking the Packers. I am.
I think the Packers are probably going to run away with this one, but I wouldn't be... I mean, the Broncos just had a good game, and they lost by a field goal.
Yeah, they've looked better than I expected. Joe Flacco, you probably don't have any interest starting him.
No, you wouldn't start him.
Philip Lindsay or Royce Freeman, I don't like anyone there.
Yeah, the Packers have actually shown out on defense a lot this
year. They have, and it's you know, almost a 50-50 split. I don't think either are going to be that valuable. Emmanuel Sanders, are you starting him? I am, in PPR leagues at least.
Yeah.
He has had a great start. And last week he had the 28 points. That was against the Bears.
Yeah.
The Bears. He's been seeing a lot of targets, 7, 13. I think I can start him very confidently.
Yeah. I mean, touchdown in each of his first games, too, is nice because at least...
he's the go-to guy.
The question was, is Cortland Sutton going to get all the red zone targets, and so far, no.
He is not that guy yet. I think Cortland Sutton, you know, keeper leagues, dynasty leagues, he's very valuable. I think he's the man for the future. But right now, Emmanuel Sanders is there, and he's taken the bulk of the receptions. I think he's worth a start. Now, Aaron Rodgers, excited about this?
Could be good. I mean, the Broncos are not the defense they used to be, but they're still a pretty decent defense.
We haven't seen the Aaron Rodgers that we, you know, have grown to love. We haven't seen that yet. He looked great first half, but then he didn't really do anything else. 209 yards, 2 touchdowns. He hasn't been bad. He just hasn't been what you were hoping for.
Right.
I think if you have him, you probably have to start him. You spend that high draft pick. Aaron Jones?
You gotta start him. I mean, a great week last week against the Vikings defense, who are better than the Broncos defense, for sure. The thing with Aaron Jones, and it's really tough to have him on your fantasy team. I have him in one of my bigger leagues.
Snap percentages.
Yes, it's so scary. And is he even gonna get touches? Like
LaFleur, he came out this week and said he wants to get Jamal Williams the ball more.
Yeah, that's just tough to hear.
As soon as Aaron Jones, you know, you finally see something great and you're like, okay, I got my RB1. Suddenly Jamal Williams is there to dampen all hopes of a stud. But I think you got to start him. I'm open for a big week from him. Devontae Adams.
Adams, got to start him. Hasn't been great the first couple weeks. He's actually questionable this week.
He is. I think he'll play.
Yeah, he'll play.
But it's definitely something worth noting, re-aggravation. But if you have him, you're starting him.
Here's a quick pro tip. If you have a player in your starting lineup that you want to start that is questionable, even if they're probable, move them to your flex spot if you can, so that you can like flex them out really quickly.
More flexibility.
And put that flex player in the running back or wide receiver spot that you want them to play in, so that you can move them out if you need to.
Yeah. Or put him on your bench until Sunday morning just to let him rest up.
Don't forget about him, though.
So he's the only wide receiver there I really want to start. Yeah. Jimmy Graham, you know, he gets a touchdown, he's good.
Yeah, but I mean, last
touchdown
week,
and he's bad. So it just comes down to if he gets a touchdown or not. You can star him because tight ends, it's rough out there. I'm not excited.
He was actually limited in practice on Friday, which is not promising. So he's questionable right now.
I'm not starting him.
I wouldn't start him if I could avoid it.
So that is the matchup for that. I am taking Packers. You're taking Packers, right? Yeah. All right. So moving right along, Atlanta Falcons and the Indianapolis Colts.
This is actually my bold prediction. I think the Colts are going to pull this one out.
Really?
The Falcons, they just came off of a pretty good win against the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I'm just not very impressed by Matt Ryan this year or Devonta Freeman.
He has looked... I think he leads the league in interceptions, actually. He threw three of them last week, and it took the big Julio Jones play for them to win. So he's not what we wanted Matt Ryan to be yet. And I don't think it's all Matt Ryan's fault. The offensive line in Atlanta is atrocious. We talked about it yesterday about Devonta Freeman. I'm not confident starting Devonta Freeman this week.
No, he's... I actually have a little bit about him in a segment for later in the show, but I wouldn't fire him up with confidence even if I had to.
But here's the worrisome thing. If you can't start him right now against the Colts, who, you know, they're decent, but they aren't a good defense, who can you start him against?
You kind of just got to hope that he gets a couple touchdowns in a game and then sell him. You don't really want to start him against any team because he's so inconsistent. I mean, let's be honest. First two games are against very difficult defenses, and that's fair. But that shouldn't affect your snap count necessarily.
Yeah.
And he's still getting under 70%, and there's no Tevin Coleman. And Ito Smith has actually looked pretty decent.
He's looked pretty decent with what he's got. A worrisome thing, Freeman with the fumbles.
Yeah.
Because that is a good way to get off the field, is to fumble the ball. You're going to be held out the next possession.
Chris Carson.
Chris Carson. So I'm not firing up Devonta Freeman. Now, receivers, Julio Jones, you're starting.
You got to start
Calvin
Julio.
Ridley.
You got to start starting Ridley. Got to start him.
He has been great this year.
Really good. Really a dynamic duo right there. And Matt Ryan, I mean, even though we were just kind of hating on him a little bit, he's still a very good quarterback.
Yeah. I would be confident starting both Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley and Austin Hooper, too.
Yeah, I mean, for a tight end, Austin Hooper has looked very good this year.
Mm-hmm.
16 points first week and then 7 last week. Hooper's been kind of one of those players that you kind of have to laugh at a little bit because 1 week they can get, like, 18 points on, like, one play in, like, the fourth quarter, like, last throw. And it'll be like, okay, this tight end's obviously great, got to pick him up. And then you'll start him the next week, and he'll get 0 points against one of the worst defenses.
That's Austin Hooper for you, and I think you start him this week. Hope that he gets the touchdown.
Yeah.
On the other side, tight ends Ebron and Jack Doyle. Thoughts on them?
Ebron, he's very touchdown dependent. We knew that going into the season. Got a touchdown last week, but it's still less than 0.5% he's on for snaps.
Yeah, 47% snap percentage. Not too excited about Eric Ebron or Jack Doyle. There are better options out there.
But Doyle is on for more snaps. So if you needed a tight end that was going to be at least on the field, Doyle is more of the move, but Ebron's going to get you more points.
Mm-hmm.
Only 3 receptions on the whole year, 2 last week. He's just not... It's a bad situation there.
Yeah, I'm not excited about either tight end. Now the receiver's there, T.Y. Hilton. He's the only one here.
Yeah.
He's the only one you're going to be starting.
He's
probable.
He's probable. He was questionable actually earlier this morning for
calf injury. But
yeah. Well, yeah. It's just a tough situation.
I bet he plays. I think he'll play.
Probably.
But it's just something, maybe temper your expectations, could be re-aggravated. But if you have him, you're probably playing him.
Gotta play him.
Marlon Mack, he's still questionable, too. This whole team is banged up. I think he'll play, and I think if he plays, you have to play him.
I say if Mac plays, he gets 2 touchdowns and a lot of yards.
All right.
But I think that if he doesn't play, the Colts lose.
Now, the interesting thing is Jordan Wilkins. He broke off the 82-yard run last week. I think if Marlon Mack doesn't play, he is worth a start. I think you can stream him as a flex option, maybe even RB2 if you're really struggling. So it's definitely a situation to keep an eye on if Mack is playing or not.
Yeah, for sure. And same way with T.Y. Hilton.
Are you starting Brissett?
No.
Okay, I'm not either. So who are you taking this one?
Like I said, I gotta stick to my guns. I think that the Colts are gonna win, actually.
Okay, I'm taking Atlanta, so we're split on this one.
Yeah, I mean, fair. Picking the Colts, probably call me a madman. But I think that if Mac plays, you know,
yeah,
he could get a lot of points.
That's what it comes down to. Now, the next game is a good game.
Yes, a very fun game.
Baltimore Ravens versus the Kansas City Chiefs. This is going to be a good game. High, high scoring.
Yeah.
We've got two of the hottest quarterbacks.
I think that this game, if it proves anything, is going to see if Lamar Jackson can actually play against a good team.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Chiefs, they are not a good defense. They're not a good... He's going to have to put up a lot of points to compete with Patrick Mahomes.
And if he's got to play, because the last few games, he's been playing... Like, he plays the full game, obviously. Well, he did it first week, but he'll play... But he doesn't really have to, like, throw a deep pass, or he doesn't have to really utilize his legs that much. But this game's going to go down to the fourth quarter, most likely. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to play at 100%.
We're
going to
see what Jackson is really made of. I'm starting him all leagues. I'm starting Mahomes in all leagues. Ingram, are you starting him?
Got to start him.
Got to start him. Now, LeSean McCoy, Damian Williams, Darwin Thompson. What's going on there?
Damian Williams is out this week, so don't have to worry about him. Bench him if you have him, obviously. Darwin Thompson, actually a guy that I'm really high on. I would roster him if you could.
Yeah.
McCoy is a good running back if it was 8 years ago. but I'm not high on McCoy. I wouldn't start him if I could avoid it.
And McCoy, he is going to suit up, but he still is banged up. And I could see Darwin Thompson really taking the lead role in this game and establishing himself as much more of a, you know, as the guy.
As the guy. If you can't stay healthy on an offense that needs a lot of high-powered players, then the next man's up.
Yeah.
You know, and running back is a very replaceable position. Now, if you're talking about, like, trying to replace Tyreek Hill on this team, you can't. But it's already been done. If you already have guys like Sammy Watkins stepping up, Hardman stepping up, you know.
Robinson, too.
Yeah, DeMarcus Robinson had an amazing week against Oakland, of course. But, you know, the next guy is always going to be there to step up.
Especially
they're probably going to do good.
Offense, which is so high-powered. Now, the wide receivers, Hollywood Brown, you're starting him.
Got to start Brown.
I'm not too excited about the other ones.
No, they don't really have much.
Now, Mark Andrews, I am starting.
Mark Andrews has been fantastic.
I think he's this year's George Kittle.
He very well could be.
He has had over 100 yards in each game, and he's done it against bad defenses, but he continues to go against pretty bad defenses
pretty
for the rest of the
schedule.
Year. He has an easy schedule, and I think Mark Andrews, he finishes top 5 tight end. You're starting him every week if you have him.
For sure.
On the other side, Travis Kelce, you're starting.
Real quick about Mark Andrews, he was listed as questionable earlier this week. He's probable currently, but he has been dealing with a foot injury. It's just something to keep an eye on if it changes, you know, right before the game on Sunday, mm-hmm. but probably going to be healthy. Kelce, you got to fire him up.
He's a every week start. Big week last week.
For sure.
After he disappointed in week one.
Disappointed with 11 points.
He rebounded with 107 yards in the score. You're starting Travis Kelce.
Got to start him.
Now, Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, Robinson. Starting all of them?
They're not quite the Rams yet. You know, the Rams with their trio of
Cooper Kupp,
Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks. They're not there yet. Watkins has been able to do it twice. Not do it twice, but he had a good week against the Jaguars and then decent week against Oakland. I wouldn't start him. I would start him as your flex or wide receiver 2. Not a wide receiver 1. Don't rely on him for numbers like 46 every week. Hardman is actually a guy that I'm looking forward to watching.
The big week after
big week.
Doing nothing week one. I think here's my view on this. There are three there are three wide receivers here. One of them is going to explode, and the others, I think, will have serviceable games. So if you have one of the three, I think you have to start them in the hopes that one of them is going to have, you know, 150 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah. I think that it's tough to pick because first week, you saw Sammy Watkins explode. This last week, you saw Hardman and Robinson kind of explode. Who's going to explode this week? Is it going to be Kelsey? Is it going
there's so many Hardman. Options there, but I think in this game, there are going to be enough touchdowns that, you know, there's a very good chance that they all get one even.
You know, we don't even know if the Ravens defense is really going to step up and stop Patty Mahomes. Who knows?
Watch this game be like 12 to 13.
Yeah, most boring game of the year.
So who are you taking in this one, though?
I got to go with the Chiefs just because they've been on a roll.
I'm pulling for the upset with Baltimore Ravens.
It's respectable.
I think they come in, want to prove something. Lamar Jackson proving he's not just a running back. He wants to show I can do it against a good team. I think they pull out with the win. Now, next game, Oakland and Minnesota.
It's an interesting game.
Two best
game.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah, for sure. Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, really looking good this season. but seriously,
Wait, do you remember way back when Derek Carr was like the next...
Yeah, he had a
he
good
was
season.
The next
then
big
he got
thing,
and then...
MVP candidate.
That was
just wanted season. To make sure I didn't
remember
dream
Kirk
that.
Kirk Cousins was good? With the Redskins of all teams, too.
I just wanted to make sure that wasn't a weird dream
yeah.
I had.
Okay, interesting turnaround.
You're probably not starting either quarterbacks here, although I think you can start Kirk Cousins if you have to.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we say that every week, but he just really... There's probably quarterbacks on your waiver
if you have to, you
points.
Can start Kirk Cousins, and you're probably going to be disappointed. That's what it yeah. is. Now, Josh Jacobs, Dalvin Cook, both are looking fantastic. Jacobs is probable, but he's going to play.
Yeah, should play.
Dalvin Cook... He's been
phenomenal. 26, 28 points in his first 2 weeks.
For those of you who are new, that's good.
For sure. and he has another good game script against the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders aren't going to put up a lot of points, most likely, and the Vikings' defense is good, even if they do.
Yeah.
Or even if Derek Carr's playing good, they're probably not going to
It's not going to be a blowout. They're going to be running.
Yeah.
So Josh Jacobs and Dalvin Cook, I'm starting both of them. Now, Tyrell Williams, are you starting him? I am.
I think you got to roll with Williams. He's had two good weeks.
He's set to play, even though he was listed as probable. He's had two good weeks. He's the go-to guy.
He was a really fun player to watch when he played for the Chargers, because he was kind of under the radar for most of the time, but he could be good.
I think he'll be good this week. On the other side, Thielen Diggs, you probably have to start them. Diggs has been disappointing.
I wouldn't start Diggs, honestly.
He's frustrating because he's boom or bust.
Exactly. If Cousins can finally connect a pass, then Diggs is going to be good. But it's not like any of the other years of what you expect from Diggs.
And Adam Thielen, you're starting.
Got to start him. He's still the go-to guy. He gets a lot of PPR points. He's just, I don't know, you can't expect a lot. Kirk Cousins just isn't playing good.
He's not playing well. And I want to see it before I start up Diggs. But I think you kind of have to play Thielen if you have him. Now, Darren Waller, you're starting.
Got to start him. Two very solid weeks, all things considered. Hasn't gotten a touchdown yet, but he has gotten the receptions and the yards.
And that's the incredible thing about Darren Waller's stat lines. You see the 14 points and 12-point games, and you say, oh, well, he just had, you know, a touchdown. But that's not what it is. He's doing this without touchdowns. If he can find himself in the end zone, he's going to be seeing, you know, a top five week. So I think he's a must-start at this point.
Right. I mean, that could quickly go from 12 points to 18 points, just like that. And that's not even including the yards off that, however long that touchdown was.
So I think you're starting Waller. Are you starting Rudolph on the other side?
No. Rudolph is kind of a disappointment at tight end.
3 points this season.
Looking promising.
For reference, he's the number 48 tight end this year, and there are 32 teams.
I'd probably fire up the Vikings defense if I could, not the Raiders defense, of course.
Really? Because I think Kirk Cousins, he's going to throw some interceptions.
Yeah, but why would he fire up the Raiders defense if there's 32 teams in the league?
Good point. I think if you are in a 16-man league that starts two defenses, Oakland Raiders, they're a good defense this week.
Maybe.
I start them over Miami. Let's say that.
I'm going Vikings this
You're
game.
You're going Vikings?
Pretty easy.
I'm going upset, Oakland.
Interesting.
I think Derek Carr, I think they get it done. I think these apart. No, I'm serious. You're laughing at me. But apart from Dalvin Cook, the Vikings, they've looked bad. Kirk Cousins has not looked good. I think if they're dedicated to shutting down the run, if they can limit Dalvin Cook in just a little bit even, I think they can get away with the victory. Derek Carr, you know, he can't throw it far, but if he just dumps it off to Darren Waller, even Josh Jacobs, I think they can get it done this week.
Yeah.
The Vikings are a disappointment.
They haven't played well at all this season, but I still think that, you know, you have a team with Kirk Cousins, as awful as he's been, a team with Diggs and Thielen. You can't really deny them. Next game, New York Jets and the New England Patriots.
I think I am going to go with, oh, this is tough. You know, Falk, he has looked incredible, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Patriots.
That's probably the hardest decision that we've had to make so far.
Not on the show, just in my life.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That was the hardest decision I have ever made. Brady, you're starting him?
Brady's not a great fantasy quarterback.
He's not usually, but he's looked good this year.
He actually has put up pretty decent points, 25-24.
Those were against Pittsburgh and Miami, but then again, this is against the Jets. But the Jets, they always play well against the Patriots.
Yeah. Got to fire up Le'Veon Bell. I just simply do not understand what the Jets are doing. Losing Darnold early in the season is terrible. Losing any quarterback early in the season is terrible. But if you are putting Bell out there, so first of all, missed a whole season, and then he's getting a ton of attempts. They're going to run him into the ground, I think. Yeah.
He has his guaranteed money. He doesn't care.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, but he's going to get injured.
But I'm starting him this week in PPR.
Yeah.
In PPR, he's, you know, he's getting so much volume. It's
for sure. Yeah, you've got to start Bell. I'm just saying, if he gets, don't be surprised if he gets injured at some point.
He's going to have good numbers. They aren't good efficient numbers, but it's fantasy. Who cares about efficiency as long as he gets the numbers? I mean,
exactly.
That's it. Other side, Sony Michel, you excited about? I don't like Sony Michel.
He had a kickback week. It was against the Dolphins, but
11 points against the Dolphins.
Yeah, 4 yards per carry, not terrible. Got the touchdown, 83 yards on the day. No targets or receptions.
That's what's so worrisome. On the season, no targets or receptions on the whole season. I don't like him.
That's just, but you have to expect that.
Would you rather start James White or Sony Michel?
If it's PPR, James White for sure. But
definitely.
Sony Michel, if it's standard, because he always has that touchdown upside.
Yeah.
I mean, 83 yards
guaranteed
alone.
6 points, basically.
Yeah. James White, he's kind of the opposite. It's you're not going to get the yards, but you're going to get the receptions and a touchdown potentially.
So I think you could fire up both in this matchup, because I think they'll be ahead pretty early on and be running.
Probably.
Using the running backs. Robbie Anderson, I like Robbie Anderson. I'm not excited about any Jets player apart from Le'Veon Bell without Darnold there.
Yeah.
And I'm not even excited about Le'Veon Bell, just the volume.
The thing is that if Robbie Anderson plays as the outside receiver, he'll be playing against Stephon Gilmore, who is an amazing cornerback.
Mm-hmm.
And if he plays on the inside, he'll be covered by linebackers, which is kind of the Patriots' defense weak spot. But I still don't think anywhere he plays, he's probably not going to get guards.
I just don't see the upside with Falk there. I just don't. Now, Edelman, Josh Gordon, talked about yesterday. I think they get boosts. I would start both. I'd be comfortable starting both.
Yeah, gotta fire them up both. So I think that's pretty much all with this
game. Yeah, I'm taking Patriots. Now, one funny thing about Luke Falk, actually. So Tom Brady and Luke Falk, they are both the 199th overall draft picks. They're both 6'4". They're both getting their first start at age 24. The week of their first start was week 3, and they are going against legendary opposing quarterbacks.
You heard it here first. Luke Falk is the next Tom Brady.
All right, so the next game up is the Detroit Lions versus the Philadelphia Eagles. You got taken this one.
Eagles pretty easily, in my opinion. They did lose to the Falcons, but it was a good game.
Yeah, it wasn't a bad loss. Now, DeSean Jackson is out. Alshon Jeffrey, he is iffy to play.
Yeah.
So it's most likely going to be Nelson Aguilar and Zach Ertz as the main receivers. So does that boost for you Miles Sanders this week?
Miles Sanders has been pretty disappointing all season, in terms of fantasy at least, and in real life. You know, having
under three yards per carry
is just
no scores. And he's getting quite a bit of work. It's just he has not converted it into fantasy points. He still has not topped over 50% on snaps percentage, which yeah. that is worrisome.
Having to be put in the Eagles' backfield as a rookie mm-hmm. is tough because they already have Darren Sproles, who's he can catch, he's elusive, he's fast. And then you have Jordan Howard,
who's the ground and pound. So none of them have really been fantasy relevant yet. If you're going to have to start one this game, who are you starting?
You still have to roll with Sanders' upside, mm-hmm. but honestly...
He's going to get the goal line work.
But I think that this game is kind of going to determine who is, if any of them are going to be ownable, or who's going to be the one that you are going to want to get for the Eagles' mm-hmm. backfield. just having a team where it's so tough to find a consistent running back, you don't really want to own a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So I'm not really excited about any of those running backs there. Aguilar, I think you can start him this week with yeah. the other receivers out. And Zacherts, of course, you're going to start. Once he's a decent start every week. On the other side, Matthew Stafford, you starting him?
Probably not, just because the Eagles have a pretty good defense.
Yeah, I'm not too excited about that. Kerryon Johnson, you're going to start. The good news for Kerryon, CJ Anderson is cut, which that should give him some more upside. The goal line carries are now going to go through him, most likely.
I want to talk about Kerryon Johnson for a later segment. I'm not super high on him this week, just because the Eagles have a pretty dominant defense,
mm-hmm.
Especially defensive line, which is where the Lions don't have a good offensive line, and Johnson's just going to be kind of stuck.
Yeah, he did catch the big pass last week, which saved his week. He hasn't looked phenomenal yet. He hasn't been that good yet, but I think he gets it back on track. He's someone you're going to start if you have them.
Yeah.
Now, the receiving core, Kenny Golladay, Marvin Jones, those are the two really only relevant ones. Golladay's coming off two good weeks.
Yeah, Golladay, he's looking very consistent. He's similar to Tyler Boyd, a wide receiver one on a bad team, but a high-powered offense anyway.
Yeah.
PPR, he has a lot of upside. Probably going to be the guy to go to in the end zone for Matthew Stafford. So I would start Golladay pretty much every week. With confidence.
Yeah, he's pretty much a must-start at this point. And Marvin Jones, not too excited, 10 points and then 9 points. He's, you know, if you're really struggling at the wide receiver position, you need to flex someone, you can start him, but I'm staying away this week, especially against the Eagles, who they're a pretty good defense.
TJ Hawkinson didn't have a good week against the Chargers, but for some reason, somehow, the Chargers always lock up the tight ends, so I wouldn't let just, like, the first week wasn't a fluke, in my opinion.
Yeah. He was drafted to be that, you know, the next guy.
Exactly.
He was taken top 10 draft pick, which is pretty rare for a tight end. So I think he bounces back. He's probably going to find himself in the end zone.
Yeah. He should at least find more targets.
Yeah.
Even if that doesn't necessarily translate, still, if you guys at the end of the week see that Hawkinson got, you know, 5 or 6 or even 7 targets, be happy with that. Be content.
And the good news, he has been on the field quite a bit.
Yeah.
79% of the snaps he's been on there. So I think you can start him this week. That's really the only players there.
Yeah, Eagles defense, if you need a defense streamer. That's pretty much it.
You're taking Philly?
Yeah. Got to take Philly.
I think I'm going to take Detroit.
Interesting. Another bold prediction.
Carolina, Arizona next. Well, it's been announced Cam Newton, he is not going to play.
Yeah. Injured. What a surprise.
I would have never guessed yeah, Cam just based Newton was injured. Kyler Murray, are you starting him? I am. I think you can start him.
I think that he could play well against the Panthers.
He's had a really good start to the season. He's gone against some tricky defenses.
Yeah.
Last week he had Baltimore. And he put up a decent week.
Any team that's playing Baltimore, if they're not like an elite quarterback, then they probably won't do well. But Murray always has a pretty safe floor just because of his running ability.
Well, that's the one thing I wanted to talk about. He hasn't been running as much as we'd like.
Yeah.
He only had 4 rush yards last week and 13 the week before. Now, his upside, we drafted him thinking that he'd be running a lot. He hasn't. Do you think his upside is limited? Do you start to view him a little bit differently if he doesn't start running the ball more?
I think that last week, if you guys remember, I believe David Johnson was out of like most of the game in the second half. If your main running back's out, why would the quarterback want to run it a ton? You know, at the end of the day, he had 40 passing attempts, which is a lot. They played from behind this game.
Mm-hmm. They're a very pass-heavy team. I think he will start running a little bit more, getting more comfortable in this. And Baltimore's defense is very good. So I would start him this week. Christian McCaffrey, David Johnson, you got to start. McCaffrey, he's coming off a bad week, but the week before that, he had 42 points. You can't start. You can't bench him. Sorry.
And David Johnson is also coming off a week where he didn't do super well. His game was saved by an early touchdown, but then he was injured with a wrist injury, which is scary because he had a wrist injury that held him out all of the 2017 season. And it's just a little spooky having another wrist injury, but I wouldn't worry about it. He was wearing a brace the other day, but he isn't on the injury list, so he should be good to
go. Now, the annoying thing about David Johnson, because I went back and watched a lot of it, they get in the goal line, the Cardinals do. They get down the field.
They do.
And then they decide to throw it like three straight times from the 1 yard line, and they don't just give the ball to David Johnson for the goal line touchdowns. Are you expecting that to change? Because I think it will. I think they'll get a feel for what they have to do to score. Both these, the past 2 weeks, they could have very easily won.
They could have.
They left points out there. That, you know, they're kicking so many field goals. If they could just run it up the gut on first in goal, they suddenly it's a whole different story. I think they win this one.
I think that
especially
they could.
Especially with Newton out.
With Newton out, the Panthers are looking a little broken down. But honestly, Kyler Murray, so that the Cardinals have a young coach, and they have a young quarterback. They're just trying to figure out what works and what doesn't. And they've seen these first 2 weeks, throwing the ball in the red zone just has not worked very well.
So I think we see more production from David Johnson.
For sure. Fitzgerald is...
He's a must start now.
He's
back.
Christian
Kirk, legend. You like him?
Kirk, he's actually been really good. And he is really, he's slowly becoming somewhat of a superstar. Especially on this, what we can officially call a high-powered offense.
High-powered passing offense.
Passing offense. I think you fire up Kirk.
I think you can fire up both of them. DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel. I'm not excited about any Carolina Panthers players, really.
Yeah, I think Moore always has that PPR upside just because
he's... But without Newton, it just...
It drops a little gross. Bit. But it's like you wouldn't bench T.Y. Hilton just because Luck is gone.
Yeah, but I'm not confident anymore with it. I'm not going and saying, hey guys, guess what? I'm starting DJ Moore without Cam Newton. You know, you're not excited, right? There are probably better options. That's Charles Clay. I'm not starting Greg Olsen. I think you can start.
You can probably start.
Here's the thing. He's a little banged up, but he's expected to play. Cam Newton is gone, which is a big downgrade. But the Arizona defense has been awful for tight ends, or great for tight ends. First game, TJ Hockenson, we all know what happened. Last week, Mark Andrews put up the huge game. I think Greg Olsen could be a very good tight end this week, especially he and Christian McCaffrey are really the only two on this offense I'd be comfortable starting.
I think Olsen has a fairly safe floor, 9 targets in both of his games. I just think that that's promising for a tight end. I probably wouldn't fire up either of these offenses, but...
Defenses,
that's what I meant. Just because we're not really sure it's going to go. I mean, if the Cardinals can just destroy the Panthers, obviously you wouldn't fight the Panthers defense.
If it was a different defense against this Carolina team, I would fire them up. But Arizona's defense, it kind of balances it out without having Cam
exactly.
there. So who are you taking?
I'm probably going to rock with the Cardinals
I
don't think they're the Panthers.
I think they get their first win.
I don't think the Panthers are going to be able to bode well with Newton not being there.
Now, next game, the high-powered Giants with Daniel Jones getting his first start against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who you got?
I think that the Buccaneers, hopefully, just because it would be nice to see Winston kind of get back on track.
Yeah. Did so a little bit last week.
Anything better than that first game.
Yeah. I think you can stream him. We talked about that earlier. He went over 200 yards, got a touchdown, no interceptions last week.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you can stream him. Now, Daniel Jones, I'm not starting him.
No, not yet, but keep your eye on him. We'll talk about him more during the rookie watch.
Yeah. Saquon, you're starting.
Got to start Saquon. He's had two pretty good games against pretty good defenses.
Yep, number 5 Cowboys running back. He's very good. We all knew that, and I think you got to start him every single week, no matter what the matchup is. Peyton Barber and Ronald Jones. Thoughts there? Because I don't know.
At this point, it's hard to think of. It's just hard to think about because who is actually the back that they're going to?
I don't really want either of them on my team.
No,
it feels so weird because there's so much opportunity.
But neither of them have performed when they've had the chance.
Yeah, and the team doesn't seem committed to either, really.
No.
They're just kind of going with a hot hand and then sometimes not. So it's a frustrating situation.
It really is.
So the receivers, Sterling Shepard, Benny Fowler, not really excited about any of the receiving corps with a new quarterback.
Yeah.
Other side, Chris Godwin. You're starting him.
Got to start Godwin.
He
PPR.
Has been great. 26 points last week, found the end zone. Mike Evans, I think he bounces back.
Yeah, I definitely think he bounces
back.
This is
a very plus matchup for him. And he hasn't been as bad as people think. He hasn't been awful. He's not what you expected him to be. But he was dealing with this illness, and then he was dealing with a very weird Thursday night game. If you remember, it was rain-delayed, heavy rain the whole night.
Just having an inconsistent quarterback has been really tough on Mike Evans. Because he just doesn't get the volume that you expect that Mike Evans usually gets.
But I think you can start him this week, obviously.
Yeah, I think that
and I think
that
you
game.
Buy low on him right now, because after this week, I think we'll be thinking Mike Evans the way we always thought about him.
Yeah.
I think this is the game he bounces back. The tight ends, Evan Engram, you're still starting, right?
You gotta start Engram, good tight end. You probably drafted him with a decently high pick.
Yeah.
And he's produced well for you. And then on the other side, O.J. Howard. Hopefully he can bounce back. Let's be honest.
Some encouraging words from the Bruce Arians there. Said he can play better. So I'm not too confident with it, but it's a good matchup, and he's a talented player. I think you can get away with starting him. I think he bounces back a little bit just because this matchup. But we haven't seen much from him this year.
It's just been tough. But he's been on the field, just hasn't been getting what you expect from him. No targets last game. It's just an odd situation.
I think you can start him, though. I'm not super confident starting him just because, zero targets last week. But in this matchup and with how thin the wide receiver or tight end position is, I think you can start him. So who are you taking?
I'm taking Buccaneers.
Okay. Next game, Houston Texans versus the L.A. Chargers.
That is actually probably going to be a very good
game. That's going to be a good game.
We'll see if the Chargers can bounce back. I believe they lost to the Lions.
They
didn't
did,
they?
Yeah.
And Texans are a high powered offense.
They are. Deshaun Watson, you're firing up.
Got to.
Duke Johnson, Carlos Hyde, gross situation. I'm not starting either. Duke Johnson takes away upside from Hyde, and Hyde takes away from upside from Duke Johnson. I'm not touching either.
Difficult.
That's where I stand. DeAndre Hopkins, you're starting.
Got to start him. He's been kind of.
Well, the huge game in week one and then 9 points last week.
But he was guarded by Jalen Ramsey all game. He was really good.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that a little later.
Will Fuller. And Kiki Kuti, starting them.
Will Fuller's boomer bust, but he's been consistent, staying 8 points both games. And then Kuti, I probably wouldn't start him just because. Why?
You have better options.
Keenan Allen
on the other side
been amazing so far this year.
Great. I'm starting him.
I'm for sure starting him.
Yeah, he's pretty much a must start. Mike Williams though.
Mike Williams. He was dealing with a knee injury earlier. He's kind of he's a boomer bust. I wouldn't start him.
I wouldn't start him either. But I think you can.
If you need to,
you probably have better options. Not interested in either of the tight ends. Austin Eckler and Justin Jackson. I feel like we should talk about them. Austin Eckler has been phenomenal. He is actually the number one ranked PPR running back, just like everyone predicted, right?
I mean, it's kind of similar to the James Conner situation of last year. Star running back holds out, and the RB2 comes in and just shines.
Now, here, I own Austin Eckler in a bunch of leagues, and after this week, I think I am selling him high. Or I'm holding him until Miami. I want to see him run against Miami. And then I think I'm going to sell him because I really think Melvin Gordon's going to be back. There have been reports that he may be back by week 6. And I think Austin Eckler goes back to what he was before this happened. And I think he's, you got to sell him high.
I'm not sure because I feel like if Melvin Gordon had come back, they'd at least split carries. And I think that the Chargers are going to look to try and trade Gordon away, or they're just going to bench him, which is odd because, you wouldn't think bench your RB1.
Mm-hmm.
But Gordon, honestly, isn't a superstar.
No.
But
a product of a lot of goal line carries.
He has terrible yards per carry. And Eckler has really, really, really been good. Still not as high of yard per carries that you want, but touchdowns and the receiving upside.
It's just a good offense for running backs. It really is. That's what it is. Justin Jackson, I think you can flex him this week. He's been pretty consistent, 7 points in each game, leads the league in yards per carry. He's been very efficient, had 59 yards, 57 yards, and he's getting some volume, 6 and 7 rushing attempts, 3 targets each game. I think you can flex him.
He leads the league in yards per carry, actually, which is kind of insane. You know, it's kind of sad because Justin Jackson is a really good running back.
He's a very good player.
It's crazy how the Chargers ended up with 3 really good running backs. It's just, I guess Eckler has the hot hand right now, mm-hmm. so he just gets the upside.
But watch Justin Jackson. If you own Austin Eckler right now, Jackson is someone to keep an eye on, probably own his handcuff. Because if Eckler goes down, Jackson is in that main role. And
yeah,
as we've seen, anyone in that LA Chargers main role is going to be a good running back for fantasy. Phillip Rivers, are you starting him?
I think... didn't play well against the Lions, but...
No, but he did well against Indianapolis.
It could be a shootout. I think it probably will be. So I'm fine with rolling him, but not confidently. If you have a better option, like if you picked up Josh Allen off of the waivers or something.
Yes, I would start him over Phillip Rivers. So you're taking...
I'm going to go with the Texans this game.
I'm taking Chargers.
It's a close game.
Next one, New Orleans Saints or Seattle Seahawks. Now remember, Drew Brees is gone.
Yep. Well,
it's going to be
for 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah, 6 weeks. It's going to be the Teddy Bridgewater, Taysom Hill quarterback tandem show.
Which is odd.
Odd. You can't start either there. Taysom Hill is someone to keep an eye on because if he earns that starting role, he likes to run. He's a freak athlete, and he could be a very valuable quarterback because of that rushing ability if he can earn that role. And it's still a high-powered team. You've got Alvin Kamara, Latavius Murray, Michael Thomas. It's a good team. So whoever earns that role, I think you can plug in and play depending on matchups.
For sure.
On the other side, you're starting...
Probably gotta start Russell Wilson just because I'm still thinking, even with the Saints losing Drew Brees, I think it's still gonna be a high scoring game. Mm-hmm. This last game against the Rams, first of all, the Rams have a good defense. Yeah. Let's not forget that. And they were already down. Losing Drew Brees is demoralizing, and they just literally could not get anything going. It was a bad night for the Saints.
Yeah.
Which brings us to the next play that we want to talk about. Alvin Kamara hasn't really been what owners want from him.
Well, I'm worried about Kamara. He's, you know, we all know him. He's incredibly efficient, but he thrives in the passing game, and Drew Brees went down and he only saw 3 targets. You're hoping if you own him that can boost back up to what he usually gets, but it could not. There's a good chance that it doesn't. Yep. That's something you have to come to terms with, is that Alvin Kamara for the next 6 weeks, he may not be, you know, the Alvin Kamara you drafted him to be. There's a very good chance that happens. Latavius Murray, I'm dumping now.
Murray, he's interesting. I actually disagree about Kamara. Really? Because if your quarterback goes down, obviously, just by the nature of how things go, you have to rely more on the running game. And Latavius Murray hasn't really been as great as people think he has been. Decent yards per carry first week.
Well, he did have the big run.
Big run, though. Yeah, it inflates his yards per carry. And he's been on for like less than 40%, 35% last week. But that's just because they were down. Why run Kamara? They were already demoralized. It was not a good game.
It's going to be interesting to see how it pans out. Because we haven't seen a Drew Brees-less Saints in a while. So it's going to be... we haven't seen Kamara without Drew Brees. It's going to be interesting to see. Michael Thomas, this is a big blow to him, I think. But I think you still got to start him. He's a must-play, even though he's not going to be quite what you drafted him to be for the next several weeks. Other side, Chris Carson.
Probably got to start him.
The fumbles
are concerning, for sure.
Especially because they were in important situations, on the goal line at the end of the game. So Rashad Penny, he's one to keep an eye on because he's looked great. And if Chris Carson, gets sent to the doghouse for fumbling on the goal line again, he's suddenly a good running back on a run-first team.
Rashad Penny questionable this week. If he doesn't play, obviously fire up Chris Carson. If he does play, Chris Carson, I still think you probably got to fire him up.
You got to start him. But Rashad Penny, I think you could, if he plays, I think you could get away flexing him this week.
Yeah, in a deep league.
Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf.
Tyler Lockett been pretty decent.
He's been good. I think you got to start him.
Yeah. And same way with Metcalf. I'll talk about him a little later in the rookie watch.
He's been good.
Been really good. I'd start him up with confidence.
So who are you taking
in this game? I've probably got to go. You know, I think the Saints are actually going to pull this one out. The Seahawks really haven't been. They've been good, but they haven't been amazing.
Yeah.
I think. Both their wins have been by 2 points or less.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I think the Saints take it, even without Drew Brees. I think they kind of shock people. Now, Pittsburgh Steelers, they're struggling. Big Ben out for the season. San Francisco 49ers, they are hot.
Yeah, coming
off
a big win.
Who are you taking this
one? I'll probably go with the hot hand with the 49ers, but it's not because they're hot. Mm-hmm. They played the Bengals, let's be honest. But I think that the Steelers losing Big Ben is a big hit to their offense.
I think Pittsburgh comes out this week and kind of shocks people because they were pretty decent. And yes, Big Ben is a great quarterback, but he wasn't playing well.
No, he wasn't.
This season, we didn't lose anything with Big Ben going out. For what he had done for the first 2 weeks, we aren't really losing anything. We're losing stuff in that, yes, last year he's been great. He's been great in years past. But this year, he was not doing too well at all. So it is a step down from last year for Juju Smith-Schuster, but compared to Juju Smith-Schuster last week or the week before, I think it stays about the same.
Honestly, I disagree. I think that the Steelers are falling apart at this point.
Really?
I think that Big Ben, as bad as he is playing this season, he's still a key part of their offense, and he's been the huddle leader for
so long,
a long time. Smith-Schuster hasn't looked good this season so far. You know, we were coming into the season questioning, is he going to be able to be that wide receiver one? And so far, he hasn't really proven it.
No, he hasn't.
13 points a game, but I don't know. I don't trust.
It's hard to say. It's an interesting situation because, once again, we haven't really seen the Steelers without Big Ben long-term in a long time. So
I think that one of the biggest disappointments of the season, and one guy that I think is going to bust for the rest of the season, is James Conner.
Yes, I do too.
He's not even seeing. He's barely getting over half the snap percentages, first of all.
He's banged up already. Injured.
Terrible yards per carry.
He just hasn't looked very good.
Yeah, I just.
And it's on a team that, as Aiden said, they are falling apart. I don't think it's. See, yes, the Steelers are falling apart, but I think they had already pretty much fallen apart.
Yeah.
That's where I am with it. I think it's not that big of a blow because they were already pretty much.
Yeah, they were declining pretty rapidly.
Now, James Washington, though, he's one to talk about because he played at college with Rudolph, the new quarterback, and the past two preseasons, he has been Rudolph's go-to guy. I think he's worth picking up.
Yeah, definitely worth a pickup, but
I'm not playing him yet.
I wouldn't start him this week.
I wouldn't start him yet, but he's worth picking up because, you know, a couple weeks he could be the new hot commodity. Other side, Jimmy G, starting him against Pittsburgh.
Probably, if you're streaming a quarterback, sorry, this is a pretty good game. Didn't even do super well against the Bengals, but at that point, he didn't really need to play.
Yeah,
they gave the ball to Jeff Wilson in the red zone. You know, they just didn't.
Yeah, they
Garoppolo
didn't
need to play, so he put up 22 points.
I think you can stream him. I like streaming Josh Allen more, a lot more.
Yeah.
Maybe even Jameis Winston more, just because I think it
maybe
may be a little more competitive a game. Now, the running back. This is a mess. It's a three-headed monster with Matt Breida, Raheem Mostert, and Jeffrey Wilson. Sorry. Jeffrey Wilson. I don't know why I'm saying Jeffrey. He's the linebacker. We saw him get the touchdowns. Raheem Mostert turned into Raheem Mustart, as I said last week, and you said no. But I don't think.
I don't know. All of these three, at least Mostert and Breida need to be rostered. Jeff Wilson, if he
deeper
keeps
leagues.
Getting. In deeper leagues, sure, but he's probably not going to keep producing.
You that don't want to be banking on a touchdown.
Right.
Or two touchdowns.
And they played the Bengals, and at that point, they were up. They had like 40 points that game.
Yeah.
You know. That is not going to happen every week. And that's going to happen, like, maybe not even this
season.
Yeah,
I think they're all worth a roster spot right now. And I think Breida and Mustard are worth starting this week, honestly. I think it's...
I don't know.
You don't think... Well, again, Pittsburgh, their defense is...
Pittsburgh defense is all right. You know, we got to remember, they didn't lose a defensive component. They lost an offensive component.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think they're on the field more. I think you can start both Breida and Mustard and just be fine. It's not going to hurt you.
It's tough.
They've looked good. They've looked really good.
They have looked good, but I think
it's tricky because there are three of them.
Right. At some point, they're going to play the hot hand, mm-hmm. and it's really just seeing who gets it first.
Yeah. Wide receivers on this team: Deebo Samuel. He's interesting. He had a great week last week against Cincinnati. Sure. Do you think he repeats?
He could. I don't think that he necessarily will, at least not to the extent that, not as good as last week. You know, hasn't been really getting a ton of targets, hasn't been getting a ton of receptions, but I don't know. He's a good receiver, all things said.
Yeah, he's good. I'm not as thrilled about it because it was against the Bengals and, you know, a lot of touchdowns going around. Not every game is going to be like that. I think people have overreacted a little bit. Yes, Samuel's good. He's worth owning, but he's not quite, you know, what people are hyping him up to be. Same with Marquise Goodwin. Everyone on this team had a great game. Well, they went against a really, really bad defense.
Exactly.
You just have to put things into, you know, comparison of who they were going against.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of an interesting situation at wide receiver. We see a lot of tandems in the running back situation, but it's kind of odd in this wide receiver. Who's the wide receiver one? Is it Samuel? Is it Goodwin? We don't know yet. We're kind of waiting for Jimmy G to be that Patriots Jimmy G that
we Jimmy G we saw for the last three games 2 years
yes.
ago. tight ends, you're starting
Kittle.
Kittle
probably gonna start Vance McDonald.
He got a lot of targets when Rudolph came in. Worth noting, especially if you're in PPR leagues.
Yeah, 7 targets, 91% on the snap, which is important for a tight end.
It's very good. I think you can start both. Obviously, you're starting Kittle. I think Vance McDonald is a good start this week.
So, who do you have?
I think Pittsburgh upsets it.
I got to roll with the 49ers just because they are coming off a good game, and I think that Pittsburgh is just, I don't know. I don't think that they're going to be able to pull it out.
I think Pittsburgh, they want to prove that, you know, they aren't as bad as everyone's saying, and they lost Big Ben. That's a big blow, but I think they come out with something proven. They upset the 49ers. So the next game, Rams versus Cleveland. Interesting.
Goff hasn't looked very good. Goff has not looked very good.
And Baker Mayfield, he hasn't looked good. Last week, he was saved by Odell Beckham running the ball 89 yards.
Yeah, I think it kind of comes down to which quarterback is going to be able to kind of break away from the mediocrity that they've both been trapped in.
Yeah, because they're both very talented.
Exactly.
They can both be great quarterbacks. It just takes them a little while to break out. Still early in the season. Garrett Gilbert, the bench guy for the Browns. If you all remember him in the AAF, he was incredible. Just wanted to...
Yeah, just shout out to...
Shout out to the AAF.
So, running backs, yeah, it could be a good running game, to be honest.
Todd Gurley.
Of course, the only problem is they're going to be playing for... I think it's going to be a shootout at the end of the day. So, I'm not sure how big running backs are going to be involved. If I were to be honest with you, I think that this game could go one of two ways. It's either going to be extremely low scoring and actually kind of annoying.
Yeah, like 13-10.
Exactly. Or it's going to be the Chiefs-Rams game of last year.
Yeah.
But if you remember, neither of the running backs did good in that game.
Yeah, they didn't do very well. Now, Todd Gurley, a lot of people hating on him. I think he's good for what he is now. You have to, hopefully if you drafted him, you accepted that he's not going to be the same as he was past 2 years. But for what he is now, RB2, you know, he's good. And he's good. Consistent. The snap percentage is not... It's not what we wanted.
Not ideal, but
he's getting touches, and I think you can start him,
obviously. He's still the man.
I'm not interested in starting Malcolm Brown. Worth noting, if you own Todd Gurley, he's a great handcuff.
Yeah.
On the other side, Nick Chubb, he got things going last week. Got the touchdown.
He's had a couple tough matchups, all things said, against
Tennessee
the Titans
and
the Jets.
Things don't get much easier against the Rams and then Baltimore.
Yeah. It's a really tough schedule. Luckily, his late season stretch is pretty easy.
Miami, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Arizona. That's nice.
That is pretty good. I gotta roll at Chubb. You probably drafted him as at least your RB2.
Yeah. Now wide receivers: Cooper Kupp, Robert Woods, Brandon Cooks. You start them all, I think.
Yeah, you gotta start them all.
If you have one of them, you gotta start them. You could probably get away if you owned all three starting them.
Probably. Hopefully Goff can make good reads, make good throws. Yeah, he's been questionable, but
we've seen him do it before, and I think he gets on track.
Yeah.
It's taken a little while, but I think he will. Now the other side, Odell Beckham, he's really the only one I like in this team. Jarvis Landry, he's been a disappointment since he joined Cleveland. He's seen 7 targets a game, just hasn't really produced with them, only 32 yards last week.
Yeah. I think that that's a product of Baker Mayfield not doing very well, though.
But are you confident starting him? Because on one hand, you can say, well, this is the game Baker Mayfield breaks out, but are you confident starting Landry?
I don't think this is a game Baker breaks out, but I think that this could be a good game for Landry.
Okay.
Just because odds are the Rams are going to double cover Odell, like they always do. And if Odell's being double covered, then is Landry being double covered, or is he going to be single covered? If he's single covered, then he has a good chance of breaking
I think
up.
You can start him. I'm not excited about it. I like Odell Beckham more. I mean, he's really good.
Yeah.
Tight ends, Njoku is out. He's on IR. It's
not a great tight end game.
I'm not starting any tight ends here, really. You know, Everett.
Everett, probably not the guy. Who do you have?
I think the Rams.
I think that the Rams will probably win this.
Cleveland hasn't looked that good. They got by the Jets without Sam Darnold or Trevor Siemian, and it really hinged on a huge run by Odell Beckham. I'm not too excited about Cleveland so far in this season.
Yeah, they got really overhyped. They have a lot of, in my opinion, clout chasers on their team, which is nice for publicity, but if they can't play
well,
they
may be a better team in Madden than in real life.
All right, last game, Monday night game.
Chicago, Washington. Oh, this is going to be a nice game for Case Keenum.
It could be.
He's got Chicago. I'm taking Chicago.
Yeah, probably got to roll Chicago, although they've been pretty disappointing.
They've been disappointing, but their defense
don't roll out the
is
quarterbacks.
Great.
Their defense is bailing them out.
Mitch Trubisky, he's frustrating because it's not 8 points and then 5 points, and he has looked bad. If you go back and rewatch it, in that game against the Packers first week, he only had one interception. It should have been three. He looks awful.
This is his third
year. I think it's coming down to he's not the guy.
I think he's still the guy. He just isn't the guy they wanted.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm saying, I think if, you know, this continues, if he looks as bad as this, I think they could move on from him pretty soon.
Maybe, yeah. They've invested, I don't know. It's
strange.
It's
they drafted
situation.
Him so high. David Montgomery, he finally got the workload that we wanted. He didn't do very well. 62 yards. He did get the touchdown. It took him like 10 tries to get the touchdown on the goal line. I think you're starting him this week against Washington. I think he's a very good start this week, actually. And I think this is the week he kind of breaks out.
Yeah, it could be. On the other side of the ball, you have Chris Thompson and Adrian Peterson, kind of an odd duo. Chris Thompson's a good PPR play, probably a flex play, has the upside of catching a lot of
passes. I'm not starting either this week against Chicago.
But, exactly.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to. Allen Robinson, are you starting him?
I think that you probably should, but I don't think he'll do amazing.
Mm-hmm. He hinges, sadly, on the performance of Mr. Trubisky,
which
and
is
like you said, he doesn't look very good. Now, the other side, Terry McLaurin, he's someone who has looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
Now, he's been hot on the waiver wires. I have him in some leagues, and some people are already trying to trade for him, giving away big pieces. If you have Terry McLaurin, keep him. He's not going to have a great week. Don't start him this week. He's going against Chicago. But after that, he has the Giants and then Patriots. But then he gets to go against Miami, San Francisco. His schedule gets better than this week. And he's looked great. He's the go-to guy. And if you don't have Terry McLaurin and really want a piece of that, I think after this week is a good time to buy low.
Yeah, it could be.
Because, you know, the narrative could turn into, oh, it's just two fluky games for a rookie wide receiver. If he posts 0 for 0. So I think this could be a good chance to buy him low.
Yeah.
Tight ends. Vernon Davis is Jordan Reed back?
Not, I don't know.
Have you ever?
He's doubtful again this week.
Have you ever seen Jordan Reed play?
I think it's like 2015.
I've been playing for a long time and I don't actually remember
Yeah.
Having Jordan
Reed play. He had, like, one good season.
He's very talented, but he gets a lot of concussions. That's it. Trey Burton.
Burton, questionable again.
Burton's a good tight end, but he depends on Mitch Trubisky.
In my opinion, Burton is a good real-life tight end, but not a good fantasy tight end.
Yeah. I'm not really excited about anyone in this game except for David Montgomery.
Honestly, not even David Montgomery for me that much.
Really?
He should have a decent game. Cohen just kind of limits him.
Yeah, would he play Montgomery as an RB2? Would he be comfortable with that?
Probably not. Okay. As a flex, I'd be comfortable.
Okay. So, I have higher expectations than you do for him.
So, I still gotta go with Bears on this game.
Yeah, I'm going Bears. So, that is the end.
That's the NFL players.
All of the matchups. Hope you enjoyed it. What else do we have today? Some rookie watch?
Rookie watch. So Josh Jacobs is clear to play, and he still doesn't have very many, like, snaps. Like, he's not on the field as much as we want him to be.
But he's produced well.
He's produced all right.
He's what I expected.
He's not in the passing game at all, though, which is not promising, especially considering that the Raiders are going to have poor game scripts most of the time. Jacobs is just maybe an RB2. A low RB2 most weeks.
That's what I think. Daniel Jones, he's going to get the start.
Not fantasy relevant. he has good potential, all things considered. You know, there's a lot of memes and just people that just joke about them picking him at 6, which wasn't a good pick at all. But
he does have talent around him. He's got Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, Barkley. Saquon Barkley, yeah. And I forgot to talk about it, but Golden Tate. He's someone I would try to pick up because he's coming back in a week or two. And I think he could be a really hot commodity on the waiver wire. But if you can get him before he comes back, no one's going to be thinking about him. So just someone to keep an eye on.
And you saw what he did with Matthew Stafford.
Yeah,
so.
he's a good receiver.
Marquise Brown, he's been good. Like, really good.
Really good.
I think that he could be a week-to-week starter if he can play again. Like at the level he's been playing again in week 3.
If he can do it again, I think he kind of proves himself.
I think that he's been exploiting the schedule a little bit, though.
Yeah, but he was drafted to be, you know, a talented wide receiver one.
He's the guy in the Ravens.
He is.
David Montgomery isn't seeing good snap count, still splitting carries kind of with Cohen. It's more like Cohen's just getting the volume, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's frustrating for Montgomery.
In my opinion, he's touchdown dependent.
Yeah.
DK, he's been really good. He's big and he's tall, and it's hard to bring him down. Like, if you saw him play at all, he's just been a monster.
Now, I thought he was going to be really bad because, as gifted as he is, he's not good at running around little cones.
No.
So that I thought he was going to be bad for that one reason.
Not combine's a joke. I think he kind of is in the same situation as Brown.
Hollywood Brown, yeah.
Could be a week-to-week play if he can keep performing at the level he is.
And Miles Sanders,
he's not good to own. Three-headed committee,
it's and neither of them have really shown us anything.
I think we've said it before. I think we said it earlier this episode. He's kind of the odd man out in that team.
I think if you have him, you have to hold on to him a little bit longer.
Yeah.
He's not someone I'm trying to
sell
get,
him
though.
If he gets a good game.
Yeah, that's... Deebo Samuel and Mecole Hardman.
I think that they should be watched, but I don't know if they're valuable enough to roster unless you have like a bunch of bench spots. Then sure.
I'm starting Mecole Hardman this week. Actually,
he could be a good start this week. But
I love that offense.
Their offense.
He's
is
someone
good.
I'm rostering starting until Tyreek comes back, and then I'm selling him.
Yeah, they're interesting. Maybe a bench roster. I'm not sure.
Now, interesting question with the emergence of DeMarcus Robinson or. Yeah, that's his name. And Mecole Hardman. Does this, with Tyreek Hill coming back, are you tampering your expectations for Tyreek Hill a little bit? Because we're seeing these guys emerge, and Sammy Watkins is finally healthy. Does this lower your expectations for Tyreek Hill a little bit?
Not at all.
The same?
If you have a quarterback who has an insane arm, and you're the wide receiver with decent enough catching and the fastest wheels in the league... there's no question.
Okay.
If he can come back and he could be healthy and not re-aggravate that that injury, he should be good to go.
My thoughts, too. Just want to bring it up because, you know, we're seeing other guys there perform. I think it's a product of the system in the quarterback.
Really, it is.
And when he's back, he's going to be the benefactor of that system again.
I think that Darwin Thompson should be picked up.
ASAP like right now. As possible. Yeah. ASAP as possible.
Williams and McCoy have been banged up.
And have looked very good.
He could be really good.
Thompson and anyone on really this good. Offense, as we talked, they're valuable. Exactly. It's a great offense.
All right.
So don't worry, players, right?
Segment. Yeah, don't worry, players. Christian McCaffrey. He's still a week-to-week play. People are kind of like, oh, he only got 7 points last week. It's like, yeah, but like it was
he had 42 the week before.
It's the weirdest game I have seen in my life.
It was an awful game, too. And I was shocked at how many people actually reacted that way to CMC. I thought it'd be, you know, one or two people like, oh, do I drop Christian McCaffrey? But no, a lot of people were actually worried about him. No, he's phenomenal.
In my opinion, I think that he'll actually get more volume, more passes, and I think that he's actually going to get at least another 42-point game this season with Cam out.
I predicted him to be the number one PPR running back this year, and I haven't changed that at all. I still think he will.
Next, these are my opinions. Joe Mixon is going to kick it back into high gear.
Mm-hmm.
He's been atrocious to begin, but we have to remember, he was injured. He was literally injured. You can't judge a player just off of his injury.
Yeah.
And an ankle sprain, those are hard because why would you want to rush back your star running back from an ankle sprain, which could get re-aggravated easily and cause other damage?
Especially with his running style, you know, the jump cuts.
But they're down so much and they're playing, they're just a bad team. Why would you want to rush back your RB?
Yeah, that's kind of where I think Mixon, I don't think his upside is going to be what we had hoped for just because the offense is, you know, it's different than what we expected. But I think he's going to see more volume because what the Bengals have been doing, throwing it all game with Andy Dalton, it hasn't worked.
It really hasn't.
There's no reason for them to keep doing this every week if it's not winning. Yeah. So I think Mixon, he's a good buy low candidate too.
I think that, I think he could be a really good running back two or a low running back one.
Yeah, that's where I am.
This first half of the season for the Bengals, they have a pretty tough schedule.
They do.
But the second half, if you've looked at it, it's really weak. He could definitely be a playoff Jim if he stays healthy. Our next player, Alvin Kamara. People are kind of mad, and they're actually scared because
Drew Brees is gone. But he's going to come back, right?
Exactly.
That's
after week six, don't worry.
Everyone is forgetting that Drew Brees is coming back.
Exactly.
They see...
Not like Ben.
Not like Big Ben, but they see that, oh, Drew Brees is out. Should I drop Alvin Kamara? No, he's going to be back. And as soon as he's back, Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas, they go right back to what they were.
Same way with CMC. I think he's actually going to play better without the star quarterback.
More garbage time to boss the better.
It's just without a confident quarterback one, they have to play through their tight ends and their running backs.
Yeah, that's it. So Greg Olsen too. We mentioned it earlier, but he's definitely going to be good this.
And Jared Cook, I think, even gets a decent boost from Breeze being out. And I think that Murray gets a lot of the red zone carries just because by size, by power.
Yeah, that's what he's built for.
That's just his role in the team. But I actually think that Kamara's probably going to score this week, whether it be through a receiving or a rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
He's so elusive. It's just a matter of time.
So fun to watch, too.
David Johnson. He is kind of, he scored a touchdown, which saved his game. If he didn't, he had like 1 point.
But he was out for some of it. Now, David Johnson, it's interesting because, you know, apart from the dream season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 2016 where he was just incredible? He really hasn't been that amazing. Now he has played with really bad teams, really bad situations, but it's I don't think David Johnson has the upside that a lot of people do because you have to realize he's still playing in a really pass heavy offense and he's not getting the goal line work. If he can get the goal line work, he's gonna, you know, boost that up, but it just, he's not the same David Johnson. He's not as efficient. He just doesn't look quite as good, and he's pretty old now.
Yeah, decently old. I think that the Cardinals, I think that they're slowly gonna get better as the season goes on, which could benefit or hurt, like you said, pass heavy offense.
Now, I'm not saying that David Johnson's bad and old and washed up. I'm just saying I don't think. A lot of people were drafting them this year, expecting him to return to 2016, you know.
I mean, he was like the 4 or 5 pick.
Yeah, I think it was too early to draft him. I think what we're seeing from him is about what I actually expected.
Yeah.
I think
he'll be a mid to low RB1.
Yeah.
DeAndre Hopkins put up a mediocre performance last week, but he played against the best, arguably the best.
Yeah, don't worry about Hopkins. He's if you're worried about Hopkins, you should quit fantasy. Oh,
always starting with confidence. Mike Evans been disappointing so far, but don't worry, he will rebound at some point.
He's so good, and he's always struggled with Jameis Winston being quarterback because Jameis Winston isn't a great quarterback, but he's always does well. He's someone to buy low on. Yeah.
His breakout game is coming soon.
I like how in your notes you have breakout game is coming soon.
Julian Edelman. He was drafted as most teams wide receiver 2, at least maybe a wide receiver 1 if you went very running back heavy, and he hasn't been playing up to that the last few weeks. In PPR, he's gotten over 10 points, I believe, the first two games, which is good. But PPR, you know, 18 points is where you're looking.
I think he goes back now because they've had very easy game. With Miami, they didn't have to use him, and they were trying to use Antonio Brown, force feed him. So I think Julian Edelman, he rebounds to what we expected him to be.
Exactly. He gets a lot of the targets that went to Brown week two back, and I think Gordon actually benefits from it too.
Yeah. Start to worry players. These are the players that we're actually worried about. Start off with
James Conner. he's been bad all season long, and I don't think that's going to change. You know, he's had two 10 or more point PPR games, but
and he's already banged up, and there are running backs behind him that are very good.
Exactly.
Benny Snell, he only had one touch, but he did well with it, got over 20 yards, and Jalen Samuels, he's looked great too. So I think James Conner, I would sell him high as you can, wait for a touchdown or a big week and get him out of your team.
Yeah, he has bad yards per carry. Bad snap percentage, and his QB is out now.
Oh, I think we disagree on the next one, actually.
In my opinion, Kerryon Johnson is one of the most unlucky players.
I will agree with that. Matt Patricia refuses to use him for some reason.
I feel like he's always restricted in some fashion.
Yeah.
Whether it be through injuries like we saw last season, and even kind of this, we're scared at least this season. He's never been the feature back.
Yeah, he always has to deal with someone there getting the touches.
Exactly. And on top of that, bad offensive line, which leads to bad yards per carry.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from, but I think his talent will overcome it in the long run. If he can stay healthy. I don't think he's going to, you know, be an RB1 like we had hoped. I think he's going to be solid RB2 with upside.
I disagree. I think he's going to be a solid flex with...
Really?
RB2, mid-RB2 potential. Well,
it's going to be interesting to watch because I think both of them could happen very easily. Yeah.
It's just tough. Are we going to see the carry-on that we saw in, like, or we always have expected to see? Yeah. Or are we going to see carry-on that has
actually been here? Because he's a talented player. He's very talented. Okay, the next one we definitely agree on.
Devontae Freeman. in my notes, I said he has looked like a wet turd all season. He has been absolute
garbage.
That's
just mean, but, I mean, it's true. He's really bad.
Terrible yards per carry. He isn't really even being used in the offense, which is kind of scary.
And Ito's looked better?
Yeah, he actually has good yards per carry, or decent yards per carry.
Yeah, I mean, yards per carry, it's not, you don't want to base everything off of it, but it's something to look into because, and the big thing is the offensive line. That's why I'm worried most. It's not just, oh, he's having a slow start. No, there's a very obvious reason why there's such a slow start, and I don't see a real... reason for it to be fixed.
Yeah, it's
at least
it's
immediately odd.
I would sell Freeman if you can wait for him to score a touchdown because he'll have big weeks.
All right, so that is the last of them. Antonio Brown is a start to worry player.
I have some funny notes to get a little comedical this last bit. I said Antonio Brown is just a ticking time bomb of chaos between the typical diva attitudes, allegations, and all-around idiocy of the whole situation. Brown was cut by the Patriots. This man has thrown away his career and will never be respected the same again. He could have gone down as the greatest of all time, but now will just be a crybaby. Could have been. What a waste. Trade him if you can get anything. Maybe stash him and see if he resigns, or signs with someone, not resigns with the Patriots. They obviously don't want him.
Yeah.
No one really knows what's going to happen. Is he going to get arrested? Is he going to...
it's going to end in the white truck driving down in a police chase.
What if the Rams decide to go after Antonio Brown?
I think the Steelers re-sign him. So that's Antonio Brown. I'd be a little worried if I owned him. And now we have a special guest to tell us about his favorite kicker of the week. Take it away, Mr. Sutherland.
My kicker of the week is going to be Steven Hauschka. So week one and week two, he hasn't really been showing up, but he has nailed all of his extra points and even a field goal attempt in week one. So this week he's going up against the Cincinnati Bengals. Not a great defense, and the Buffalo Bills aren't too great either, although I'm expecting we see some field goals, some extra points, and Steven Hauschka will be the greatest kicker of the week.
All right, that does it for this week's preview. This is the week three preview. Thanks again for listening. I hope your matchups go well. Have a good week and enjoy the football.